One of the more interesting sugyas in Chumash and certainly in Sefer Bereishis is what happens between Yosef and his brothers. Yosef and his brothers, the presumption being, are all good and holy people. They will eventually serve as the Shiftei Ka, and all of Klal Yisrael comes from the Shvatim. And yet they seem to get involved in a major, major debate. And there are a lot of discussions in Mefarshim, what exactly was the source of their machlokas. The beginning of Parsh Vayeshev gives us a pasuk, which at least frames the issues a little bit. And we're just going to highlight one or two small details that may be part of this machlokas, hopefully we can broaden them in a way which is significant. The Torah tells us that part of what happened was Vayave Yosef as Dibas Amra El Avihem. That Yosef on some level conveyed to his father, conveyed to Yaakov, all the bad things, the Diba Ra'ah that his brothers were doing. This pasuk in particular, the Mefarshim have a hard time with. What exactly was the bad things that Yosef was passing over? On the one hand, Yosef presumably wasn't lying. On the other hand, if he's really giving over Diba Ra'ah, so what exactly is going on with the brothers? What did they do that was really so terrible? So the Radak, as an example, some quote said, Yosef shared with his father the fact that his brothers didn't like him. And that seems to maybe be the pshat as far as what flows through the psukim, their disagreements between them, and he shared it with him. And it gives us some insight. The brothers thought that they didn't like him for a particular reason. He was too haughty. He was sharing his dreams, what he eventually wants. Yosef thought it was inappropriate. There's some miscommunication or some sort of a debate. And that's what he shared with Yaakov. What he said was true, but it wasn't maybe the whole picture in a certain sense. Rashi, however, quotes a very famous medrash, and we will be elaborating on part of that medrash. Rashi says, Dibasam ra, kol ra shaya roe ba'achiv b'nei leya haya magid la'aviv. Everything he saw that was bad, that his brothers, in particular, not emphasizing this point right now, the children of Leah were doing, was terrible. He related all to Yaakov. What were the accusations? What did he claim B'nai Leah were doing? Number one, they were eating Aver Min Hachai. You can only eat from an animal after it's shechted and after it's dead. If you rip a limb off an animal while it's still alive, that's a prohibition of eating that limb is called Aver Min Hachai. That's in Parshas Noach. It's one of the Shevet B'nai Noach. You can't Aver Min Hachai. Also, they were mevazim b'nei hashvachos. These brothers were being mevaza. They were speaking in a derogatory manner to the children of the shvachos. They're b'nei Leah, and they were saying to the children of Bilhah and Zilpah, like, who are you anyway? And they were chashudin al ha'arayos. They were chashudin. There were concerns that they were engaging in acts of sexual promiscuity, that they were engaging in acts which was very, very problematic. This medrash of Rashi, the medrash goes on to say, and Yosef ends up getting punished for relaying this information. That Yosef and all the events that happened are midah keneged midah, without going through it, a punishment for the information that he relayed. And Mefarshim wonder what exactly happened. Yosef, again, presumably wasn't lying. The brothers presumably weren't really violating mitzvah. Really, these are really major, major isurim. So what's really going on? We are going to focus primarily on one of Yosef's claims, and that is the claim that the brothers ate Aver Min Hachai. What exactly was he claiming, and what exactly was the defense of the brothers? What exactly happened? The first pshat is more of a halachic pshat. The first pshat, the Re'eim, one of the Mefarshei Rashi, Le'o Mizrahi, the Re'eim suggests that there is interesting halacha. If you shecht an animal, but the animal is still moving around a little bit after it was shechted, so what's the status of a limb from that animal? It's post-shechita, yet it's still moving around a little bit. It's not fully dead in a certain sense, yet. What exactly is the halacha? Discussions in the Gemara, it could be for one day in the Gemara, as an example, that for B'nai Noach, it's usser to eat. Because for them, it's all about is the animal alive or dead. For the Jewish people, maybe it's okay, because Shechita is Matir. Shechita is Matir. Part of the issue the Re'im suggests may have been that Yosef thought they were eating Aver Min Hachai, because the animal on some level is still alive. Their brothers claimed, what are you talking about? It's not Aver Min Hachai. There already was a Shechita. Some suggest, I believe, that maybe the real Machlokas was, are we Jews, are we not Jews? The Mishnah Lamel's question. Well, if we're Jews, Shechita was Matirit. It's not called Aver Min Hachai. If you're not Jews, maybe it is a problem of Aver Min Hachai, according to one day in the Gemara. It's a bit more fancy, it's a bit different than that in the Re'im himself. But that's the first Mahalach. So we wondered, what was the Diba Ra Yosef is giving over? For the Radak, it was just that the brothers don't like me at all. For Rashi, according to Medrash, it was certainly Surim, one of them being Aver Min Hachai. We wondered what's the backstory here. So the first Mahalach, the Re'im, the story was that they were eating what may have potentially been Aver Min Hachai, lefi some Shitas, and not lefi other Shitas. And that's the Shoresh HaMachlokas, that was the real debate between Yosef and his brothers, all have good intentions, all want to do good things. There's a mess up in that category. The second mahal the Maharal suggests is a very interesting one. Maharal says, you know, Yosef's a tzaddik. Yosef in Zohar is referred to as Yosef a tzaddik. The Medrash says, you know, Yosef's a tzaddik and Noach's a tzaddik. Not that many people are worthy of that description. Tzaddikim, says the Maharal sometimes, are really, really machmir about certain things, ad kedei kach, that tzaddikim sometimes can relate to things that are technically mutter, ki'ilu it's the worst isser in the world. At the level of tzaddikim, they're at such a madrega, they can't witness people behaving inappropriately and be okay with it. Yosef was so machmir in Avraham Menachai that even his avadim were not eating Avraham Menachai. Even if they were so machmir, I want no Avraham Menachai around me at all. The brothers themselves would never eat Avraham Menachai. But the brothers had Avraham Menachai around them. Their avadim were eating Avraham Menachai, and their brothers were not as careful that it not even be around them and in their presence. So suggest the Maharal, what happened was Yosef, in his high level of tzidkus, was able to look and perceive as if there was a major problem here. The brothers, though, said technically we're not doing anything wrong. An important insight, by the way, Yosef gets punished for this. Because even if we are tzaddikim and we live our own lives on certain standards, so lichora, we have to be able, in assessing others, to make sure that we're assessing others based on where they're at, assessing others based on their own qualities. That's again, at least one idea based on the Maharal. A third suggestion about Avraham Menachai is a very well-known Shlach HaKadosh. Why is it a well-known Shlach HaKadosh? Because in the Art Scroll, Hebrew-English, Rashi's, they quote in the footnote, and Rav Asher Weiss quotes it in Minchas Asher, depending on where you're going. It's a well-known Shlach, even just in those two Mikoros. The Shlach says a wild idea. The Shlach says the B'nai Leah had unique access to the Sefer Yetzirah. They had the ability to create new beings like a golem on their own. They could create things. But only the B'nai Leah had it. So the B'nai Leah had it. So all the discussions in Shlach, Chasud Nahara, all those things were, they created things through the Sefer Yetzirah. They created animals. And the Avraham Menachai that they were eating was not technically Avraham Menachai because it was created through the Sefer Yetzirah. But Yosef didn't know that. He wasn't Zochatis. He's not from B'nai Leah. So Yosef said, what are you doing? That's not okay. That's a real problem. Derech Agav, this shla becomes relevant to a couple halacha conversations. This is what his wife points out. There's a very famous Chacham Tzvi. Can you count a golem for a minion or not? Discussions about some of this lab-grown meat and questions like that. That some of the questions becomes, what does it take to be alpidin, a behema, or alpidin, a person? If you look like a person, you speak like a person, so are you a person? Or you have to be created, the leda becomes more significant, but the shla, a very wild idea of what was really going on behind them. We've seen thus far, we're setting up for the last idea, which is an amazing Shemi Shmuel, explaining something in the continuation of the Maharal here. What we have is as follows. What was the Dibara, Radak? They don't like me. For Rashi, one of the things they said was Avraham Menachai. How could he claim that? Wasn't it true? How could the brothers have done it? Mahalach number one, Behema la'achar Shechita, before it really fully died. That discussion there, B'nai Noach, B'nai Yisrael, etc. Mahalach number two, Maran Gorari, he was such a big tzaddik, he had no shaykhus at all to it. The brothers weren't on that madrega. Yosef perceived it as being so terrible. That's how he did. The Shlach HaKadosh, they had access to a Sefer Yetzirah. Yosef didn't know. Yosef thought it was Avraham Menachai. The brothers held that a Bria created Ayadei, Sefer Ayadei. Sefer Yetzirah is not Al-Pidin considered to be a behema. Comes along the Maharal, and Maharal says something. It's somewhat vague and terse. In Netzach Yisrael, he elaborates a little bit. And the Shemi Shmuel and Parshas Noach discusses at greater length what he thinks the Maharal actually means. Says the Shemi Shmuel as follows, and Maharal, there's Avraham Menachai Begashmias and Avraham Menachai Beruchnias. Yosef was, the Maharal describes, in all the Shiftei Ka, so each one represents like a certain part of the body. Yosef represents the heart. Yosef's the center of Klal Yisrael. All the other brothers get their chashivas. The Medrash says all the brothers only came about bischus Yosef. Yosef was what Yaakov only really cared about. Rachel was the most important. Yosef was the most important within there. Everything else was secondary to the primary thing called Yosef, the primary person called Yosef HaTzadik. The brothers, though, were not mekabel that. The brothers didn't view themselves as being just like extensions or limbs coming out of the heart. The brothers viewed themselves as independently anashim chashuvim. Independently anashim chashuvim. That, says the Maharal, says Shemi Shmuel, was like Avram and Achai beruchnius. What it meant was you didn't wait for the. You were less focused on just like is the main essence dead. You were looking at the evarim. You were attributing value to the limbs instead of to the main idea. Avram and Achai means you rip a limb off. You look at the limb in, and not in terms of the whole body itself. Avram and Achai beruchnius says the Shem Yishmuel, explaining the Maral. Yosef thought as follows. If we have people who are violating Avram and Achai beruchnius, they're taking a limb and saying the limb is what really matters and not realizing the heart, not realizing the importance of the ikar. So the same way that which happens beruchnius happens begashmius also. And they said if they're violating Avram and Achai beruchnius, mistama also, they're violating Avram and Achai begashmius. They have no connection at all to a recognition of relative hierarchy of things. And they say, who cares if the animal's alive? I took the limb off, and the limb is dead, and that's all that matters. And that was really where it came from, says the Maharal, or at least explained by the Shem Yishmuel. The machlokas was, Yosef made a mistake, because he said, they're violating Avram and Achai beruchnius, the yisod of Avram and Achai, attributing too much value to an independent limb. They aren't recognizing what's really going on and what's really there. And mistama also, they did it begashmius. The mistake was, they didn't. The brothers held that, no, Yosef's not the Iker. We're really the Iker also. And therefore, they didn't violate Avram and Achai begashmius at all. But we have, therefore, a bunch of explanations. What began, what generates the debate from Yosef and his brothers, is part of it is the quote-unquote Lashon Hara, the Diba Ra that Yosef shares. And there are many different perspectives in terms of what exactly is behind that, what's behind it. End of the day, it's important to realize these machloksim. There may be no one that's right and no one that's wrong, but like many machloksim in this world, they may really stem from holy people and miscommunications and mistakes that people make along the way with no intent of malice, no bad intentions. And it's important for us to learn from the brothers, try to cultivate a certain kind of character, a certain kind of understanding, to have open communication with others so we can make sure we are in as good a place as possible. Shkayach, have a wonderful night.